Hey everyone, this is DJ Jazzy Jane. Welcome to Behind the Author, where we explore just a little bit more. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm here each week, every Wednesday, before Dominican's ILS lectures, bringing you an enriching background of Dominican's own ILS lecture series, esteemed authors. So let's get started for today. Today's random question of the day is, they are picked by hand and immediately dipped in boiling water. They are then left heating in the sun during the day and wrapped to sweat at night for up to 20 days. They are then air dried for up to 6 months while also allowing them to ferment. Then they are crushed and treated with water and alcohol. What are they? So hopefully this random question of the day will help you stay to the end of today's show. The quote of the day is, "My palate is simpler than it used to be. A young chef adds and adds and adds to the plate. As you get older, you start to take away." And that is a quote from this week's author that we're going to be talking about today. His name is Jacques Pepin. And a fun fact about him is he actually cooked beside the Julia Child and many other chefs, and he's written over 25 books. So he comes to Dominican's lecture series to talk about his most recent book that he has written, but he's written over 25 books in his time, and he's cooked beside Julia Child, you know, one of the greatest cooks, arguably, to ever live on this earth. He's actually at the lecture, he's going to be in conversation with Tyler Florence, which, if anyone knows anything about cooking and cooking shows and the Food Network and that kind of thing, Tyler Florence is a really big chef. At least he's really popular today. We are going to be talking about Jacques Pepin. A little bit of background. In his early life, Jacques was born on December 18th, 1935 in France, about 35 miles north of Lyon, France. He was the second of three sons born to Jean, I believe, and Jean-Victor Pepin, and cooking was in his blood. His mother was a chef and his parents owned a restaurant. It was called Le Pelican, where Pepin worked in the kitchen after school. And he quit school at age 13 to apprentice in a kitchen, and he learned to cook by watching and imitating the chef. So that's a pretty cool skill to have, just by watching and learning by the process of, you know, watching someone else kind of just show you how, instead of like always reading, you know, from a textbook and that kind of thing. So at age 17, Pepin moved to Paris, and there he quickly began working in some of the best restaurants of all time, training under a really famous chef called Lucien Diat at the Plaza Athene. And then he moved on to Maxim's and Fouquet's. In 1956, he worked as a chef for the French Navy, actually, which I thought was a really cool fun fact. So a friend of Pepin's worked for France's Secretary of the Treasurer, and then that led him to a position of personal chef to three heads of state. So Pepin was a personal chef to three different heads of state, including Charles de Gaulle from 1956 to 1958. And then in 1959, Pepin came to the United States, where he planned to stay just a few years, but fate would take him down a different path. He fell in love with New York, was introduced to James Beard and Julia Child, and got a job at Le Pavilion, one of the best French restaurants of its day. And after a few years, Pepin was hired by Howard Johnson, a regular customer, to help develop the line of foods for Johnson's restaurant chains. So Pepin spent nearly 10 years as the director of research and new development for the chain restaurant. And while he simultaneously earned his Bachelor of Arts degree and then his Master of Arts degree in French literature at Columbia University. So that's pretty cool. He got his bachelor's and his Master of Arts. Pepin, he quit Howard Johnson's to open a soup restaurant, La Potagerie, in 1970, which closed at the end of the decade, unfortunately. But then in the mid-1970s, he was in charge of food operations for the newly owned World Trade Center. Anyone who knows the World Trade Center know that's a pretty big deal. There's a lot of personnel there. So in 1993, Pepin and Julia Child recorded a culinary TV special for PBS. I believe it was called Cooking in Concert at the Performance Center of at Boston University. And they collaborated on another special a few years later, which led to a 22 episode series. It was called Julia and Jacques Cooking at Home. And the show won the James Beard Foundation Award for Best National Cooking Show in 2001, as well as a Daytime Emmy Award that same year. So that's pretty crazy. He won the James Beard Foundation Award for Best National Cooking Show. National, that's pretty cool. And a Daytime Emmy. That's also pretty cool. I don't know many people with an Emmy. That's pretty awesome. So Cooking at Home wasn't Pepin's first television series. He actually, in 1997, he hosted Jacques Pepin's Cooking Techniques and two series in 1998 with his daughter Claudine, Jacques Pepin's Kitchen, Cooking with Claudine, and Jacques Pepin's Kitchen, Encore with Claudine. His other TV programs include Jacques Pepin's Fast Food My Way, Jacques Pepin's More Fast Food My Way, and The Complete Pepin. He currently hosts Essential Pepin, his 13th television series, actually. Pepin had a long-running column in the New York Times, actually, and he now writes a quarterly column for Food and Wine magazine. And he's written more than, like I said, more than 20 to 25 cookbooks, many of them companions to his public TV shows. And his memoir, The Apprentice, My Life in the Kitchen, was also published in 2003. So Pepin was also a guest judge on season 5 of Top Chef in 2008. A little bit about his personal life. Pepin married his wife Gloria in 1966, and they lived in Madison, Connecticut. And he has one daughter, like I mentioned, Claudine, and he has one grandchild. He has also been awarded the French government's highest honor and holds the title of, so the Legion of Honor, or Knight of the National Order of the Legion of Honor. This guy, Jacques Pepin, if anyone is, familiar at all with cooking, has numerous videos, numerous television shows, like I mentioned. And he got to cook with Julia Child, which I think is outrageous. I think that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard of someone being able to do, because Julia Child, I look up to Julia Child. I had a radio show last semester called Tasty Time, pairing your food with your mood. You can go check that out if you'd like to after this. It's also on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I talked a lot about cooking and that kind of thing, and cooks, I relate so much to chefs just because I really like to cook, and I've been part of, the kitchen scene for a really long time because, when I was younger, I really liked to cook, and even now I do. I just don't get to do it as often. But to have an esteemed chef like Jacques Pepin, who has cooked with Julia Child and all of the greats in the business, it's really cool to see how he holds himself. And I'm really interested to see how this lecture is gonna go, because I get to work it this time, so I might get to meet him, and that's gonna be pretty awesome. I look up to people in the business like this, even though I'm not a culinary, I'm not a culinary major or anything like that. Food and just cooking in general is something I've always seen as a form of art, and to be able to get to talk to you guys about such a cool guy who was able to meet all these cool people who do really awesome things, that seems to be one of the coolest parts about getting to talk to him, getting to talk about him to you guys. So Pepin, he seems like a great person, and he won the Knight of the National Order of the Legion of Honor, like, and he has over 25 books. He's actually, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about his book further into this, but his book is Heart and Soul in the Kitchen in conversation with Tyler Florence. So Tyler Florence is actually coming to Dominican University, and he's going to be in conversation with Jacques Pepin, who they're really big, like they're colleagues. They've been to a lot of events together and things like that. So I think that's really interesting. So we're going to take a really quick music break, but when we return, we will discuss Jacques Pepin's accomplishments and his recognition, also where to find him on social media, and just a couple things he's involved in, and also his book tour, which is coming to Dominican's campus, like I've been saying this whole podcast long, because I absolutely cannot wait. So when we return, we'll talk about that. So you're listening to Behind the Author, where we explore just a little bit more. I'm DJ Jazzy J, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. To be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah.
Cause you burn with the brightest flame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah.
And you'll be on the walls of the Hall.
All right, everyone, we're back with more Behind the Author here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Jazzy J, and before the break, we talked about Jacques Pepin and his childhood and his background. He's very widely known in the culinary industry. He knows the best of the best. He's worked with the best of the best. He is the best of the best, and that's what's really cool. So we are going to talk about his current recognition and his current accomplishments, because he is coming to Dominican and it'd be really cool for you to know these kinds of things. So Chef Jacques served as a personal chef to Charles de Gaulle, like I mentioned earlier. In America, he worked at the famed Le Pavilion before mastering the nuances of mass production, marketing, food chemistry, and in American food tastes, working in research and development for the Howard Johnson Company, like I mentioned. One of the best-known culinary teachers in the world, he's earned a place in the James Beard Foundation's Cookbook Hall of Fame, and that captured the foundation's who's who of food and beverage in America. He's been recognized for best TV cooking segment and best culinary video, and has earned the foundation's Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. So those are some big things that he's accomplished. You know, he's accomplished best TV cooking segment and best culinary video, and part of that is because of how good he is in the business. And I think it's really interesting because, you know, he did go to university, he did go to college, but he started out in the kitchen when he was young, just by watching the chef at his family's restaurant just kind of cook and do his thing or do her thing. So I think that's really cool. And he also earned the Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. That's a pretty big award. Chef Jacques also won a Daytime Emmy, like I mentioned earlier, for a television show he co-hosted with Julia Child, and is among an elite group that has received the Knight of the National Order of the Legion of Honor. That award, which is one of the two highest honors bestowed by the French government. So that's pretty crazy and up there. He's the founder of the American Institute of Wine and Food. So what's funny is he's French, but from France, he came to America, fell in love with the culture, fell in love with the food, fell in the cuisine and everything about America. And now he's the founder of an American Institute of Wine and Food, which is huge here. And he shares his knowledge through numerous cookbooks, like I mentioned, 20 to 25 TV series, and most importantly, through teaching at the International Culinary Center. And Chef Jacques joined the International Culinary Center in 1988. So it's been a while that he's been a part of the International Culinary Center. So some other things that we're going to talk about, also his social, so where you can find him on social media. He's kind of an older gentleman, so there are only certain medias that you can find him on. But he does have a Twitter. His Twitter is twitter.com/JacquesPepin. And his Facebook is actually facebook.com/ChefJacquesPepin. And he has a YouTube channel. It's not his personal YouTube channel. He doesn't have his own, but all of his videos are taken care of by KQED, which is a virtual, it's a virtual channel. It's Channel 9, and it's a PBS member television station located in San Francisco, California. So all of his like short videos or like clips of him cooking, I was watching a couple. They were of him and Julia Child mostly, because that's what he had a lot of he had a lot of TV time with Julia Child and his daughter Claudine. So a lot of those videos, actually pretty much all of them, are on KQED. If you search that in YouTube and you just say KQED slash Jacques Pepin, you should be able to find his videos. I was watching one last night on the different ways to make a poached egg. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Julia Child had this ladle that like had it was like a slotted spoon, but it hung on the actual pot, and she just cracked the eggs into the little ladles. She had like two or three of them, and that allowed them to cook in the boiling water without people being afraid of cracking it in the water and then trying to stir it, but it breaking. But that's what Jacques did, and I thought that was really funny because he was like, you know, Julia Child did it the more utensil-based way and the more uniform way, but Jacques really liked to go outside of that uniformity. But I think it was really cool to see their interaction together because I really didn't know of Jacques Pepin before Dominican University like announcing that he was going to be part of the lineup for the lecture series this year. So I thought that was really cool. We're going to take another quick music break, and when we come back, I'm going to discuss his book tour that's coming to Dominican University. So you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in a moment. All right, everyone, we're back, and I'm DJ Jazzy J, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, we talked about Jacques Pepin's recognition and accomplishments. So now we're going to talk about what he's doing here at Dominican University. It's so exciting to have him here. His book brought him on tour here. It's called Heart and Soul in the Kitchen in Conversation with Tyler Florence, like I mentioned before. And Tyler Florence is going to be facilitating the discussion here at Dominican. So that should be really awesome. It's this coming Monday, October 12th at 7 p.m. And tickets also include a signed book. So make sure you get here and you get a signed book by him. So in the companion book to his final PBS series, world-renowned chef Jacques Pepin offers an intimate look at the food he cooks at home with his friends and family. Spiced with reminiscence and stories, Jacques Pepin, Heart and Soul in the Kitchen, reveals the unorthodox philosophy of the man who taught millions how to cook, revealing his frank views on molecular gastronomy, Julia Child, raising a child who will eat almost anything and much more. So you really want to get tickets to this. And if you got tickets, great. Can't wait to see you there on Monday. I'm going to be working the event, like I mentioned. So it's going to be a really fun time. And just to wrap things up, today's question of the day, the answer. So I'll read the question of the day first, and then I'll give you the answer. I know you've been waiting all podcast long to hear the answer. The question is, they are picked by hand and immediately dipped in boiling water. They are then left heating in the sun during the day and wrapped to sweat at night for up to 20 days. They are then air-dried for up to 6 months while also allowing them to ferment. They are then crushed and treated with water and alcohol. What are they? Are you ready for the answer? The answer is the vanilla bean. The vanilla bean is the fruit of a tropical American species of orchid, and it is the only orchid which produces anything edible. So that was the exciting answer of the question of the day. So that is it for today's show. I hope you learned something today on Behind the Author, where we explore just a little bit more. I'm here every Wednesday before the lectures, like I mentioned. So don't forget to follow us on our other social medias. We have our Twitter is at DominicanILS. Our Facebook is DominicanILS. Our Instagram is DominicanILS, keeping with that theme. And don't forget to use our hashtag Dominican ILS and the author's name every lecture for all events and for all posts. It's going to be really exciting. Make sure you're not only listening to this podcast version of the show on Penguin Radio, but also checking in to watch our weekly recap video on our Dominican ILS YouTube page. And don't forget to tune in to all the other student-run shows on Penguin Radio, because Penguin Radio is great. Thank you so much for listening. I'm DJ Jazzy J, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'll be back for the following lecture with a brand new author. Thanks, guys.